Good afternoon, Scott Sprahaska. This is Pam Smith from Jacksonville, Alabama. It's my honor to be one of your band adjudicators this afternoon. My job is to try to offer you some comments that will help you as you continue to perfect your show for the remainder of the season. I'm trying to point out some things you need to work on and hopefully point out some things that you're doing well.
Drum major Jeremiah Bates. Okay. Is your band ready?
I like the uniforms of the band and auxiliary. They very much blend and match each other. Okay, nice job there, drum major.
Please okay.
Welcome
to the
field. Again, nice uniform.
Wildcat marching band.
Very classy looking. Yep, I gotta make sure everybody gets their horns up at the same time. Gotta stay focused. I like the idea of featuring your woodwinds here. Start off the show. Okay, watch your technique. Okay, it's just a minor detail here, but trumpets. When y'all were moving that form, everybody was doing a backwards march except for one trumpet who's doing a forward march. So we all got to look exactly the same way. Okay, look at your spacing. Okay, spacing between each other. Okay, it's got to be uniform in style. Okay, also that visual as you step out needs to be uniform. Everybody's got to be the same width regardless of height, the individual height. Everybody's width has to be exactly the same. Okay, got to cover down right off of the 45-yard line. Got to cover that column down. Line up the plumes, line up the shoulders. Okay, again, watch our spacing. Okay, and when we do this visual move, we need to make sure everybody's stepping exactly the same width. So that way, you when you can come out of that visual, it all looks uniform. Okay, again, a nice visual. Just make sure it's uniform. It's got to look exactly the same. Lock into that design before you float back out of it. Okay, which direction is the horns pointing? Are they flat to the sideline? Square the shoulders. See, now everybody's got it flat to the sideline, but the move into this was not the same. Okay, listen to your tone there. Tone and intonation. Okay, got to lock in on the design. Everybody's got to start and stop at the same time. So make sure you hit your dot at exactly the right time. Okay, don't. Okay, got to get the horns up and down at the same time.
Bass drums, if the rest of the band is going to snap up to bring their horns up, I would consider doing that with your mouth. I'd like a slow up as well, but I think it just kind of caught my eye.
Okay, which direction are your horns going to be facing? The bell of your horn. I think you got the idea, but sometimes you're not conscious of where the embouchure is. And the embouchure, if it's going in the direction that your feet are going in, then that horn is going to be in that direction as well. And a lot of the times we want the embouchure, which controls the bell, to be flat to the sideline. Especially when we're going, our feet are going side to side. You know, that requires that we really turn that upper body.
Especially when we get to these holds. I recognize that a couple of people are missing.
Okay. All right, and again, we've got a discrepancy in which direction we're going to go. And our saxophone's backing into the form, and the wooden flute and clarinets were forward into the form. Okay, now that's a nice push. Okay, a lot of time spent on that company front. Okay. Yeah, intervals, that's the best your intervals have looked. You know, the spacing in between everybody looks really good here.
So we've got some differences in horn angles. Some of us are a little bit to the box. Some of us are looking at the drum major. Some of us are looking straight ahead.
Okay, soloist. Doing a good job. You don't know, don't point to the drum major per se, point to the audience. You know, good rule of thumb is in this for soloist and then for everybody is that you want to point to the middle section of the press box. And if you do that, then you get the most impact, okay, with the direction. You know, we practice so much on our individual practice fields that we don't think about that you're not playing to the drum major, you're playing to an audience. And so you have to be able to adjust and point that bell and your face to where the audience is. The majority of the audience is going to be in the middle, on the 50-yard line, as far up as they can get. All right, again, check that visual, uniform style of the visuals. Okay, cover down. You got to know exactly where your dot is, but you also have to adjust and cover down. You know, if you do this over and over and over and over in practice, you know, it should be muscle memory. You know, but if you don't adjust in practice to have those straight lines or to be covering down in your columns or your diagonals, whatever it may be, then our muscle memory is, it turns out to be incorrect. And that, we don't want that. We have to have correct muscle memory. Yeah, keep pushing through. Okay, if you get to the end of the show like this, you got to rely on the air support, and the air speed. You have to let the air do the work for you, because the embouchure, the muscles, and you know, the mouth muscles and all, we're tired. You know, and you're getting tired, but you got to keep the energy going. So you can keep pulling in air, though, okay? You can keep refueling with the air. And you know, just think of that as refueling. Every time you take a breath, you got to take a huge breath, and you got to work harder, okay, with the breath, in and out with the breath, and let the breath and the speed of the air and the air support overcome the tiredness in your embouchure as you go through your show. Okay, Scott Sprimes, good job. I've enjoyed seeing you. Okay, nice concept of your show. Some good things happening, some things that you can continue to work on to refine. Let some things get better. So elevate your band program, okay, as you go forward. So hopefully my comments will be helpful to you, and looking forward to seeing you again sometime.